This one is called Devil Whirl.
And what I liked about Devil Whirl is the way it's cantilevered. You can see how it's overloaded on the top. It's all about defying the center, so to speak. And so engineering it, you've got to compensate for the way it overhangs itself and how it gets really small at the bottom and the zig and the zag. I sort of rotate around these kinds of spiral-like forms and this sort of interest in wind and transition, forces of nature that create the world around us. And they're also about things that are there for a moment and gone. And I'm interested in that. I'm interested in capturing something that's invisible or that just exists in the moment and then it evaporates.